Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am good. And John Martellaro, I'm glad you're here. How are you?
I am good also. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, John.
See, that's just a lot less creepy than the way John and Jeff butts.
I've noticed that.
But, you know, I'm not judging.
I'm kind of sorry I started it with Jeff butts after all, because you're right. It's a little unnerving.
Well, but it's still okay, because
it is between puffs on his cigarette.
You know, the big thing is that you guys love each other, and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Carpool Karaoke, the TV series, premiered on Apple Music last night.
And yes.
I sat down and watched it, just like I did with the first episode of Planet of the Apes. So, Planet of the Apes, the best part of that was that I had made popcorn before the show. So I had really good popcorn. And I enjoyed Carpool Karaoke.
You know, I saw the first bit. They did release a, a preview of the first few minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get to see where, James Corden ups the game with Will Smith and they have surround sound. And I thought it was hilarious. I loved it. I love Carpool Karaoke because I personally subscribe to the if you are in the car and it doesn't matter if there are other people or not, you should be singing along. So I've been a proponent of karaoke for basically as long as I've had a driver's license. And so I thought this was a great show.
Firsthand.
I thought this was a great show from the start. A great idea when they started doing it on James Corden's show on TV, on broadcast television. So I thought it was great. My concern with this show is less about whether or not it's good and more with, I think this is an odd way for Apple to get into television. The same way I thought Planet of the Apes was a weird way for Apple to get into television. So I don't know how much that's going to change things. This feels to me like another weird thing where you watch TV through Apple Music, which, you know, just like, you know, my iPhone needs iTunes in order to do anything. Like, I don't get how those are things that are supposed to go together. So to me, this is sort of an odd fit. But the part that I did get to see, I did enjoy.
All right. So I need to back up just a minute because there's probably a handful of people that don't know what Carpool Karaoke is. And it started as a segment on The Late Late Show with James Corden. And the premise was he would drive a car and he would have a celebrity with him. And they would sing along with songs and they would talk and he'd ask some questions. And so it was more like conversation as opposed to interview, and they'd have a lot of fun singing and just hanging out together. And it turned out to be like crazy popular.
The premise is that he's just picking up someone who can help him get in the carpool lane to get to work more quickly, because in Los Angeles, the carpool lane is a super great way to get to work as efficiently as you can in traffic in Los Angeles. So that was always where the premise came from. And my favorites were the stuff that I thought was unexpected. You always sort of expect that if he's got, for example, Katy Perry in the car, that they're going to sing a Katy Perry song or two. Mm-hmm. I liked, there were a few people who sang songs that were not their own. And yes, that was always the part that made me the happiest. Like listening to Adele perform Nicki Minaj was wonderful. Like it was like one of the greatest things I've seen on TV in a really long time. So that was one of the bits that I really enjoyed. And for people who don't think James Corden sounds familiar, he now has the 12:30 late night talk show on CBS after he's the one that comes on after Stephen Colbert.
Took over from Craig Ferguson.
He did.
Yep.
A favorite of this show.
Yes.
Yes. And we look forward to your letters. That was one of the things that I thought was interesting about about this was, first of all, I thought it was kind of an interesting thing that Apple wanted to turn this into its own show. I still think it's an odd decision. And I think it's even more odd that you watch TV, like I said, through an Apple Music subscription, which is presumably for things you want to listen to. But I am very curious to see how it goes. And part of that is because I like to see sometimes where stuff ends up. For example, at one point, one of the Carpool Karaoke segments was Michelle Obama, and they basically did like laps in the White House driveway. It was when her husband was still in office. And, you know, and some of those are funny and weird and entertaining. Like during the Michelle Obama segment, Missy Elliott pops up in the back seat and they sing along to a song, and then she disappears. And some of those are, you know, like I said, those are the ones that are a little bit more fun to watch. He had a whole bunch of like Broadway geeks in the car once, like Lin-Manuel Miranda and I'm not going to think of his name, Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Jane Krakowski. And they all like sang along to a bunch of different Broadway songs. That was really great. Mm-hmm. Whenever they've done stuff that sort of takes a turn, like those are always really fun to watch on the Late Late Show. So I'm curious if they're going to be able to bring that same sort of thing to this, because I always thought it was great as a segment. I don't know what the plan is going forward for how long these episodes are going to be, or if it's going to be like, you know, five different people.
Questions.
You know, okay, so let's hear it.
Okay, so
what's the plan?
So first, your trepidation about it being an Apple Music thing, and I'm watching a TV show through music. Think of it as Apple Music is a production company, and that just happens to be the name. And what I did was I sat down in front of my television and did a search on my Apple TV for Carpool Karaoke. It brought up the show. And I started watching, and it didn't feel weird because I was just watching television.
Right.
And the show lengths run between 15 and 20 minutes, so a little bit longer than the segments on the Late Late Show.
Okay.
But they stick with the same format, and it worked. It totally worked. Now, we'll wait and see next week if I say the same thing, because James Corden is always the driver in mm-hmm. the segment on the Late Late Show. He did the first episode with Will Smith, and he has another episode he's doing later in the season. The other episodes will be different people as the driver. So you have a completely different mix each week.
Okay.
And that may work out great or not. We have to wait and see. But the 20-minute first episode with Will Smith.
Is it all Will Smith?
It's all Will Smith. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like the more recent Carpool Karaoke segments where it's more than just in the car, where you know, they sometimes get out and do something else, and that's what this was like. So it was like getting to watch the segment on the show. And it just runs a little bit longer.
Okay.
And it was fun. Now, it's a show that if you're going into it expecting to have some deep, powerful, and probing interviews, you're going to be sorely disappointed because that's not what Carpool Karaoke is.
It never was. Let's start there. It never was. Like, he talked to Michelle Obama about music, the stuff she liked to listen to, the stuff she liked growing up, like, Not as much, you know, it wasn't about like, you know, it's never about like your new movie, your new record, anything like that. Like, it's just sort of a conversation as people are driving around, which is one of the things I like about it.
Yep. And that carries over into the Apple Music series. And while you're thinking it might have been a weird way for Apple to get into this, I think it's actually a really good fit, having seen it, because it's a fun show. It can appeal to a wider audience, mm-hmm. and it does tie into music, although I don't think tying into music is important. It's like when I went to the theater and saw... I just forgot the name of the movie. It was the movie about the guy that ended up having to become the caretaker of his brother's son, and they live like in New England somewhere.
Is it Manchester by the Sea?
Thank you, Manchester by the Sea. That's an Amazon Prime movie. And the movie starts off with the Amazon Prime logo coming up. And I didn't feel like I should have had the experience delivered to me in a package at my door with, with an Amazon smile on the box. It was just, okay, that was kind of weird to see Amazon's logo on the big screen. But there you go. And when Carpool Karaoke starts, it starts with the Apple Music logo for the production company. And then it just goes right into the show, and that's it. And now you're in the show, and it's like watching a TV show. Like
so it's, to TV me, show. It's not that it's weird that Carpool Karaoke is how they did it. It's just weird to me that they did it. And the reason for that is because if you're going to call it Apple Music and the point of it is to listen to music, and now you're giving me TV, I think that's odd. I personally think that's odd. Now, if you want to give it some other name that I don't have a suggestion for off the top of my head, and you just want to have an Apple subscription to whatever the Apple service is, you know, Apple Entertainment or something, Apple Media, then I can see where maybe it would make more sense, or maybe, you know,
but isn't
they're
going
to find another way to do it.
The point to try to get people to sign up for Apple Music because Carpool Karaoke is so cool.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that's exactly why. But here's the thing is that and I understand that my tolerance is probably different than a lot of people's, but I'm serviced out. And Disney pulling all of their Disney movies from Netflix because they're going to go build their own service.
Yeah, that's happening. That's 2019. Yep.
That's lovely for them because guess what? I'm not paying for that service. I'm not going to. You could have gotten some money from me because I buy Netflix each month and I watch Disney movies through Netflix. Some of them I purchase on a plastic disc because I'm old school, yo. But
I'm right there with you, Kelly.
There's only so many services I can pay for, and I don't have room in my life for one from just Disney, so I'm not going to do it. And
there is one element you're forgetting. There's all those parents all in America and all those kids who go to the Disney store at the mall every Saturday and all those parents who buy those DVDs because they want their kids to see these movies. They're going to buy this service.
Which is fine for them. And like I'm not saying there's no market, but for me personally, you know, it's the same thing as Nintendo trying to sell me a device instead of trying to sell me a game for the device that I already have. Like you could have gotten some money from me.
This proliferation is not bad idea, and it's going to be wearing on people, just as you said. But I think Disney's such a powerful source, a powerful name, that they can get away with it.
Well, I think that remains to be seen, because I can buy a disc and I can watch a disc 150 times and I don't have to pay Disney every month if I watch that disc for more than a month at a time. So, because like I said, I'm old school.
Plastic? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, let's talk about old school. So part of the reason I sound a little rough around the edges this morning is because last night I was at actual karaoke. There was no carpool involved. It was in a room with a bunch of people. Shout out Voice Box. So just to me, it seems odd that Apple is expanding, and because I don't want them to iTunes Apple Music. That's my fear.
Oh, we're well on the way to that, I believe.
I know. And I want them to stop that way before it happens, because I don't want to have to write an article about Apple Music breaking up with itself, just like I had to write one about iTunes.
Yeah. With Apple Music, even though the name may not be accurate for very long, it may work okay, because this is about entertainment and delivering entertainment, whether that's through music, movies, or television shows. So in this case, it may work. They may eventually have to change the name, but it may work. Unlike iTunes, where it became this technological monstrosity where they just kept slapping on more code to do these other things, and it got out of hand. So
yeah, I don't need another Frankentech from Apple.
Yeah, so
I really don't.
I am optimistic based on Carpool Karaoke and knowing that they have hired some powerhouse programming people, not like coding programming, but TV and movie show
entertainment
show programming, entertainment people. And that bodes well. They've got the right people to make this work. And I think Apple should have postponed Planet of the Apps and figured out a different way to edit it together to make it appealing to a wider audience, and rolled out with Carpool Karaoke, because it is edited in such a way that it's more appealing to a wider audience, I believe. If you like Carpool Karaoke on the Late Late Show, you'll probably like Carpool Karaoke on Apple TV. And
all right.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to move us on because I want John to explain to us how poor we're going to get this fall.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be penniless.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I'm going to give you a rundown of all the stuff that's coming this fall over the holidays with an estimation of the probability. Apple Watch Series 3, fairly likely. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. $400. HomePod, $349, certain. iPhone 8, certain, but we don't know the name. Maybe $1,100 or less for a 7 or a 7S Plus. 7S or 7S Plus, yeah. So iMac Pro, $49.95, depends on whether you need it or not, but it's coming out, and it's pretty expensive. And then, that's for certain, and then Apple TV 5th generation, fairly certain. Another probably $200 because it's 4K and has extra hardware. Mm-hmm. So save your pennies, folks. It's going to be an expensive haul of fall and holiday. It's going to be fun.
All right, so hold on. I'm pulling out my calculator on my iPhone.
And can't you just ask her to tell you?
Pro. We don't have to throw that in. But and then if you didn't get around to buying a new iPad Pro 10.5-inch when it came out in June, and you want one for Christmas, that's, you can throw another $800 in there. What'd it come to, Jeff?
Okay, so without the iPad, or excuse me, the iMac Pro in the mix, just assuming you want a new Apple Watch, a HomePod, an iPhone 8, and an Apple TV, you're up to $2,000 right now.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically what you're looking at is $7,000 if you get an iMac Pro as well. Mm-hmm. And that's not even taking into account if you decide that you really need a new iPad Pro this fall. So this is a lot of money.
But
and you know, Apple doesn't have enough of that stuff.
Well, it also feels a little bit like it's possible that this could backfire in some ways. And I'm not trying to say that I'm not an Apple hater. I know that's where this is going to end up, but I feel like there's an opportunity here for people to really reevaluate and go, maybe I don't need a new iPad. Maybe I'll get another kind of tablet. Maybe I'll just get a Kindle Fire and use that instead. Or they'll decide I don't need a new phone this year, or give up on iPhone altogether because there's all these other things. You know, I've been waiting forever for a Mac Pro, and I'm finally going to get, you know, this iMac is going to be the way to go for me, whatever. I've waited forever to get a good air playable speaker that I can stream music to in my house. So I'm going to buy that. That's $350. I've waited long enough for an Apple Watch. So I'm going to buy that. Mm-hmm, that's another $350. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if this isn't something where, first of all, dumping all of this at once is going to make people say that Apple is doomed, even though I can't quite figure out the angle on it yet.
No, I disagree, Kelly. It's
Because no matter what Apple does,
sum, because not everybody buys everything at once.
I know. But people are going to find a way to construe this as Apple being doomed. And I just, like I said, I haven't figured out how, but no matter what Apple does, someone does. So here's something with a bunch of new features.
I mean, I got a new glorious new iPad Pros, a new iMac, a new Apple Watch, new Apple TV. It's glorious. It's wonderful. Apple was lingering for so long. We were really being kind of, you know, testy about Apple, you know, dropping the ball with the 4K Apple TV and no iMacs. New iMacs and no Mac for years and years and years. And now all of a sudden we've got everything. It's great.
Apple lacks focus. They're doomed.
I don't think anybody would be silly enough.
Oh, John, I'm starting the timer and I'm certain I can set a land speed record on that headline. all this stuff coming out before the end of 2017, clearly Apple is doomed.
Insensitive to the needs of the middle class.
So who knows? But I'm excited to see this stuff come out, but I'm more interested at this point. I'm more interested in how the releases are going to be handled, because it seems like, you know, every time I see another one of these, we have a report of what the phone is going to look like. We have a report that the new watch is coming. We have a report about a new Apple TV. Like, all I hear in the back of my head is double down on secrecy. And I'm wondering how both of these things can simultaneously exist. So there's my two bits.
It's very hard for these things to simultaneously exist, because there are so many people, so many companies involved in manufacturing these products that
who don't care.
Yeah, who don't care. That said, Apple will find a way to throw a few surprises at us.
They care when they lose their manufacturing contract.
Yeah, but still, leaks are coming up big time.
Mm-hmm. It seems like every year it gets a little leakier. You know,
when the new phone is coming,
it seems like every year we get a little bit more information than we did the time before.
I know where all the Apple leaks are coming from.
And it is.
I'm going to disclose it to you now. Ryan's Priebus.
That explains so much.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see. I want to be surprised. So I've been trying to dodge a lot of the rumor stuff, because it's rumors right now. We don't know anything. I keep thinking back to the post that Erica Sadoun wrote over at 2i ages ago that said everything we know for certain about the new iPhone. And it was two sentences. Apple's making a new iPhone and it will be available later this year. And that was the entire article, and I love it so much. And that's always what I think of, because I love the old days. I loved being surprised. I loved getting to see something for the first time and not have to compare it to the image that I've seen on stories about this new mythical phone for the last few months. And I really like that stuff. You know, I like going into Star Wars movies cold and not knowing everything that happened in the movie before I get to sit down and see it in the theater, like I did when the first wave came out. I like that part of being an Apple fan, and I'm kind of bummed that it seems like a lot of people are trying their hardest to take that away, because that used to be one of the best things about the Note.
Can I respond to that in one sentence?
Yes, you can.
There's something to be said for trial balloons that test the waters of the public. And a product that big and that important and that broad appeal, it's worthwhile to kind of get the temperature of the public.
And if Henry Ford had done that, we'd have faster horse carriages.
Yes, but you could get them in any color you wanted as long as they were
black. As long as it was black.
Yeah. So we're like pretty much out of time. But I'm going to wrap up with my take, which is there's a buttload of stuff coming out from Apple this fall. If you try and buy everything, it's going to be really expensive. Some people will do it, and that'll be awesome. And other people will pick and choose. And ultimately, this is no different than many other years where Apple dumped a ton of stuff on us at the end of the year. And people complained about not being able to afford everything. And what a wonderful problem to have, where people mm-hmm. want to buy all your stuff.
Yay.
So, yeah. And we'll see which products I decide that I need to get this fall.
Which ones Mac Observer is going to buy for us.
Yes, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait. I can't wait to see that.
So we are out of
time.
Holding
my breath.
Yes, we're out of time, so we have to go. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
It's always awesome. John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. Lots of fun. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, John.
And listeners, I'm so glad you are here yet again. Thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.